And so we're going to go there and eat dinner and drink beer and hopefully interview them. They said they would do an interview. So.
Awesome. Cool. Very cool. Yeah.
And then I hope I can sleep in their parking lot.
Let's think about that. I was thinking, then you got to figure out a place to stay. But the response was, maybe we just stay in your parking lot.
Maybe I just stay here.
Let's unpack that. I hope I can sleep in their parking lot.
I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Every way you can get acclimated to not being at home, hey, you should take that opportunity.
Welcome to the Wet Podcast. This is a special edition. We are recording live on location at Lo Main, my nephew's bar, right around the corner from where we live, more or less. Brian and I, anyway.
From us, anyway, yeah.
A little bit of a drive for you.
Not too bad. 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, it's a cool location. It's Sunday, the Sunday before Bonnaroo. It's packing day, I guess, right, for most of us, right? Today is the day that...
Yeah, I started yesterday on Saturday, just the initial, you know, runs to pick up the junk food and
Do you
granola.
Make a list? Are you a list guy?
I am a list guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a list guy?
No.
I'm a pen to paper. Yeah. I mean... With, you know, this thing every week. Yeah, I mean, I've got notes on my phone. I will never look at them again.
Yeah, you had to drive back home because you forgot your clipboard.
I forgot my clipboard. Yeah. It's like, no, I forgot my clipboard. Yeah.
But we're here. We've had a couple of special guests, which we'll get to. The Veland family was here, minus Kai, Stratton, yeah. Joe, and Tara were here. And you're going to hear a little bit from Tara. Cassie was here. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear quite a bit from her. We're all talking about getting ready for the greatest week of our lives.
It's here. This is the week.
Yeah, I mean, it's my other month. April's my month. June's my other month. And I'm ready. The weather has been all the talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a little too early, though, for a lot of that weather talk. But it's been a very wet and mild southeast temps so far, and I still think we're going to be a little mild, but we're going to be, you know, we're going to have some thunderstorms rolling through. I mean, for the last month and a half in the state of Tennessee, every other few days there's two or three cells that just roar through the whole state, and they don't park on top of you
and
ruin your whole day. They'll ruin about 20 minutes. And then,
unless they knock a tree on top of your house,
which happened around here this week, last night, all over town. So it won't park on top of you for long, probably, but there could be another one about an hour away after that.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to see, you know. Yeah. I mean, we have not had a Bonnaroo with consistent rain issues for as many years as I can remember. We've had some storms come through, some cells evacuate. We've had
hurricanes.
I'm taking away the severe ones. But most years, like, I have my rubber boots, the galosh boots. Yeah. I still haven't used those. And I've had them for almost a decade because I haven't needed them. I'll need them this year.
If you're shopping, go to Walmart, whatever. They're $20, if anything. The advantage to them, and I did use them one time. The problem when it gets wet is you got all the people walking through these puddles, and the puddles become suddenly huge. So you got to try to find a way around. If you've got the boots, you walk right straight through.
Yeah.
And that's a huge advantage.
Other than the fact, I don't know how, maybe some of these are nicer, cost more designer. They're very uncomfortable.
They're not comfortable.
They're very uncomfortable. So if you're doing a lot of walking, that's going
to
be an issue too. But without them, and if you get into what you just described, it doesn't matter how uncomfortable they are. They're your best line of defense.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So there's that. What other advice do we have going in?
Well,
this is the day.
I saw Bonnaroo posting about the lock screen. This has been a hack people have talked about for as long as I can remember. Make your own screensaver, lock screen, that has a way to get a hold of you on your cell phone if you lose it. And this was just announced last week that Bonnaroo is actually, they have one of these. Here's a QR code. It makes it for you. And when I was in Mexico last week, I was at this area, was a a stage, and it was a show for the night. Not necessarily a rock show. I don't know what it was. Could have been a magic show. I'm not sure. But right. Everybody was gone. And so there's all these seats. So I went to sit in the seats to just kill some time. And I look over. There's a cell phone sitting on a chair. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, that person's day is ruined.
Yeah.
And what do I do with this thing? In that setting, in Mexico and Manchester, Tennessee are two different places to be, but you still don't know exactly what to do sometimes. If they had that lock screen and I scan the code, that at least gets you one step closer. So I thought Bonnaroo, like, proactively making that part of their offering is a data gathering for sure, but it's a really cool thing to have. So if you haven't seen that, it's a quick sign up, and you can just have your phone automatically have a QR code that'll immediately help you locate your phone.
Do that, and if you find somebody's phone, turn it in. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they have a lost and found you can trust at Bonnaroo. That was at the resort in Mexico. I don't know that they had a lost and trust that I lost and found that I could trust.
Absolutely, that's part of the code. That's one of the cool things that I've always seen is it's almost like a point of pride if you find something like that, that you go the extra effort to turn it in.
Yeah, it makes you feel
good.
Be
that guy.
Be that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to run into a lot of people who are not going to necessarily do that. So this is just an extra safeguard for that. I think I'm going to put it on mine, even though, I mean, it's one of those, you know, knock on wood deals.
Absolutely.
Pretty good about not losing my phone. You know, we were talking to Tara earlier. She talks about losing her phone every other minute.
Yeah.
Come on, Terry, get your shit together. What's going on? Yeah.
The other thing, we've seen a lot of things online, the socials about people getting parking passes, not getting, having questions.
A lot of that might be late buyers. It could
There's
be
some of
late
that,
purchasers.
What my point is, I'm going to take Brad Parker at his word. He said, you know, reach out to that info@bonnaroo.com, and it's a live person.
Yeah, somebody will actually read it and respond.
Yeah, and
I would do
fast.
That rather than, you know, keep asking people on Reddit or whatever.
Yeah.
They're the ones who can make it. They can fix it.
Yeah, because the one on Reddit is just going to try to make an unfunny joke about how stupid you are on the next post.
Yeah,
but
so.
I would not waste a moment on that if you're having parking, ticketing issues. Jump on that. Well, I mean, at this point, you know, it's Wednesday. But you can never start too early on that.
No, and they're usually... I mean, my experience, they've been really good about fixing things. I mean, as long as everything's legit and you've got an actual problem, they're going to try to fix it.
Don't wait. I mean, if you have a problem, reach out sooner rather than later, because the closer we get to this thing, the more overwhelmed they're going to be. So,
if you know, you know, the high school is where check-in for a lot of things, not just media and sponsors and guests. It's for picking up tickets late.
Yeah,
it's
that's
for picking
all.
Up
that's the
camping.
Box office. That's all
the box
call.
Office. Yeah, is exactly. The high school. And if you've been there, you can walk right in, walk right out. Or you can walk right in and be there for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So,
but they're the ones who can fix it.
Yeah, so you never know what you're going to run into, so just be aware of those things.
And, again, bring a good attitude. They're there to help. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it's their first time, so, you know, cut them a little slack. Don't come in with your hair on fire. They'll make it work.
It's the one piece of advice that I've given to anybody, and I've been asked about this festival for my entire life. And the first thing I always say is, and you're talking to the guy with no patience at all, have all the patience you've ever had in your life.
Yep.
Have patience. Learn to have some patience. Or don't go. It's going to be very difficult if you're not a patient person.
It's never not great. And that's Brian and I are perfect examples. We say this to each other all the time. It always works out.
It rarely has ever not worked out almost the way, maybe not exactly, but the way we hoped that it would go. And that story is not unique to us.
No, absolutely
I've talked
not.
To so many that have the same concerns, just in a different universe of problems. And most times it works out. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things have a way of just falling into place.
Yeah. Especially if you've done this before. But, you know, that's the beauty of a festival like this. You want it to continue to grow. And you hope there's a lot of people who have never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully listen to this show so we can tell you how to figure it out. Yeah. You know, or at least the best we can.
I mean, it sounds silly, but a lot of times what you think is the worst thing that could happen ends up being something you didn't see coming.
Yeah, the worst thing ain't here yet.
Better.
Yeah. There might not be a worse thing, but that's probably not it.
Yeah.
And be ready in case it does show up.
Yeah, you meet somebody because of it that turns out to, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Come ready to have a good time.
And the only thing with the weather that's been concerning me is the potential, because of the way these storms have been rolling through here for the last month, is that if they come through next week or this coming week, this week, like they have the last 3 weeks, then there could be Centaroo evacuations.
Right.
There could be, because most of these come with lightning, at least within whatever the designated mileage area
right.
is. That's what worries me, because unlike city festivals, which will wipe out sets, Bonnaroo will not wipe out sets, but it just it creates. I only have about 3 or 4 memories of 20 years of where this really threw havoc into the day. And so hopefully we don't have that. Hopefully if it's just wet, then you can just go get wet, put on a poncho and go watch music. It's not ideal, but if there's anything more severe than that,
if
that
there's
really...
any lightning in the area, they have a team that monitors weather and all that. They will, if they need, if they'll make the call, if you need to evacuate Centaroo.
That really makes things a mess. But,
along
hey.
Those lines, though, 2 years ago is a good example. Remember, we had to vacate the beer exchange.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave your camp, either put your tent down and or stake it and
or the easy
sandbag. That's what I mean.
Tent them down.
Yeah.
Bring it down to about half.
Last night, for example, this is Sunday morning, Saturday. So Saturday, 3 days before Bonnaroo starts, we had 75-mile-an-hour winds go through here. So you can imagine what an easy up does in a 75-mile-an-hour gust of wind.
Yeah, you got a little sad tent like mine flying around, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You got a big metal, like, high quality easy up brand.
Yeah, it's a killing weapon.
That thing's gonna do some major damage and potentially hurt somebody.
Gonna hurt somebody or your car. Worse, so consider that. Also, put your, as we said on the notes last week, put your bedding, put your clothes in your car and roll the windows up.
Yeah, you don't want those to get soaked. Yeah.
You don't want all that getting wet. So plan on some sort of rain event. As Brian said, even if it's 10 or 20 minutes, it can still mess up.
Oh, man.
Mess up your day.
I mean, hopefully we're worrying about nothing, but there's no reason not to be. This isn't worry warts, right? This isn't being negative. This is keep
experience.
This, yeah. Keep this.
We've seen
it. We might get lucky, miss every bit of it.
Absolutely.
But.
All right. What else you got?
I just want to throw it out, the parachute people.
Oh, yeah.
The parachute people that I saw, I'm not going to pretend like I follow along and know what they're doing all the time, but they're taking a step back, the classic pause button, labor of love, like so many things that come out of Bonnaroo that make it so great. I believe that's a parachute people project as well. And, boy, does that go back 10 years or more that they've been doing that?
More.
I mean, If you've got to be very new to not know what the parachute people are.
And I think it's just a case of, you know, life.
How long can we take a big thing and flop it around in the air so people can hang out underneath
it? Well, that and, you know, the people doing it have jobs and lives and families.
It's like a baseball field tarp.
Yeah.
But I have been under that thing two or three times out at the What stage, and it's a beautiful aerial pic. When that thing's really flowing, and it's so cool. And so, parachute people, hope you're able to get back out on the festival circuit and certainly to Bonnaroo. But that was the latest I saw this week that they were scaling back a little bit.
So you're going tomorrow.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
You'll be up there. You're going to go meet with Evan Bonnaroo and maybe talk to some of the folks from Common John about their beer.
That's the plan. Yeah
the new can for this year. I like it. I will just say, like last year better, but this year is a good-looking can, too, so I want one. So,
yeah.
Give me one, please.
I'll grab one. I'll grab as many as I can.
You've got a long list.
Yeah, I know.
But he doesn't make a list, so that brain better be working. Which
we've got a long list of things for you to take care of this week. And then you'll hopefully meet up with our friend David Bruce. I am Bonnaroo.
Yeah, so I'll go up Monday, hopefully sleep in the Common John parking lot or somewhere. We'll see.
There he is.
Then go and meet up Tuesday with David Bruce, and then we can go in and get set up And then by the time y'all show up, when are y'all coming? What?
Thursday morning.
Thursday? All right.
Everything. We're ready to get to work. Everything so has Walmart kicked you guys out now?
I don't think so.
So you can still, Walmart's still an option.
But it's just, if you want to get a good night's sleep, I don't think Walmart's the place for it.
It's loud.
It's loud. There's trucks coming in all night long. There's people partying. There's people playing music. So
I'm a little surprised. This is maybe part of a topic of Manchester, the panel of just things over the years. I'm a little surprised they allow it, but that might just be more to the embracing of the festival of the entire community that, yeah, sure, y'all can crash out here. Because you go to any other Walmart parking lot and just want to park your car overnight, it might, good chance it won't be there the next day in a lot of areas. Yeah. So if they're allowing that and continue, then they understand the Bonnaroo lore.
Well, I got some other options undisclosed that I won't go into. So
there you go.
Don't give up
some other driveway.
Yeah, I'm not giving up all my secrets.
Don't give up the secret spots.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, today's show, we're going to talk to Tara.
Yep.
A little bit. She's back at camp with us, the Velans. This is interesting because they've been part of our camp. She's a veteran. She went, like, just... the first year, didn't know what she was getting into.
Just did some security, basically, probably for a free ticket, if I remember that story right.
And it literally changed her life and led her into a career path.
And has been in event management and overall venue management, not necessarily music only, but venue management. Now runs or director of programming at the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Right.
Yeah. So you don't have to know anything about this town to know that. Landmark and all that can be reverse engineered to showing up at Bonnaroo and throwing a yellow shirt on and being, you know, go park those cars there. And, you know, 18 years later,
but just to show you how this thing has evolved. So her daughter, who's now 18, who has been going since she was 12,
at least
will be camping with her former classmates for their, they will be going their first time, and Tara and Joe are bringing their 12, almost 13-year-old son
for his first. Yeah, so, for his first. And
so, yeah.
And so it'll be the first one where Tara and her now 18-year-old daughter, and they are mini-me's. I mean, they are best buds in the best of ways. Like, it's pretty remarkable, actually. And so I know she's not going to say it. I know there's a part of Tara who's like, heart's a little bit tough.
Oh, absolutely.
She's with her friends in GA. She's not going to be, but she's got her boy. So there'll be a new experience to be created. And so that'll be really neat too. But,
absolutely.
Happy to have him back in camp, if nothing else, because I need more people to leech off of.
You need that cold brew.
Cold brew.
That's right. She's the cold brew bringer.
All right. And so, and then we got Cassie, and then we sort of wrap it up with our thoughts. So, all right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you find yourself diving into all the junk food that you haven't packed yet as have you stockpiled it up? Because I got a bunch of Rice Krispie Treats and ate half of them last night. So I guess I got to go back to the store and get some more Rice Krispie Treats. Do you have this problem too?
Well, I haven't shopped for groceries yet.
Well, see, if you wait late enough, you don't get stuck doing that. You take a little, you know what, and then you're starving. And see.
Yeah, no, and we've, from years of like, sliced cheese in the cooler getting wet, or peanut butter and you didn't bring something to clean it off, or you got a watermelon and you don't have a knife. I mean, we've just had so many issues that we don't even really bring anything besides snacks. We budget everything to just eat at the festival.
Yeah, I've gotten closer to that too. It's more heavy snacks and
drinks.
Then
that kind of stuff.
See, I've already made two grocery store runs because I keep eating my snacks.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, damn it, man. What's going on with me here? But, I'm getting close to already ready, about a week out, and I'm feeling pretty good. But I will realize by the time this drops in the middle of the week, oh, shit, I forgot about a bunch of stuff, or I ate half my food.
You know, but I think too, this is something, especially like I was saying with all the TikToks and all the things and all the lists and all this stuff, and everybody's so worried about being prepared, where I think the first year I had $7 to my name and never went without, you know, and being unprepared is also a fun part of it, because that's how you make friends.
Yeah.
That's how you, you know, bond. Who's got a, you know,
yeah.
There's just so many ways. And I think last year in camp, we had, it was back in GA, and somebody brought a wine bag and they started slapping the bag. And I just sat back and I was like, so sweet. You know, I was like, oh, I mean, I didn't partake. Obvious reasons, but I used to. Yeah, I used to. And it was like young 20s. They're slapping the bag and walking around. And I just, it's those small parts of being unprepared, I think, that really make it.
Yeah, one of my
make it fun.
Earliest memories, I parked next to a guy I'd never met. He was from Mobile, I think. And we got back to our vehicles at the same time. And he was trying to reach into his truck because he had made a bed on top of it and all this. And he's like, I wish I had a long stick with a hook on it. And I had made this bamboo stick with literally a hook that I'd taped. And I'm like, you mean like this? And he went, oh, my God, you know.
Exactly.
And then he had like ice cream sandwiches. Totally random. He's like, I wish I had an ice cream sandwich. There you go. So, yeah, those are the things.
Bring something to share with your exactly. your neighbors and make friends. And
before we wrap up this open here, what are your expectations for your 12-year-old son in his first excursion here? I mean, you have a good plenty of experience here now, but your daughter Kai was over the moon excited about this at the youngest age you could possibly imagine.
Right.
your son is a more aloof type.
He is
not. Which you know what? That is near and dear to my heart.
Aloofness he is an observer. Is a great thing.
But yeah, he doesn't look like he wants to do anything.
No.
sorry. Do you think
he's 12. He's almost 13.
Yeah, do you know he's going to enjoy this? Or are you hoping he will?
So, you know, Kai was a very obvious, like, music fan. We did festivals. We did Midtown. We'd go to, you know, Forecastle.
Because there are many.
We went to all these festivals and all these shows. And that was our bonding, right? Like, that was it. And, yeah, so Stratton is a little more calm and chill and doesn't, you know, freak out. Like, Kai was wearing outfits, you know, and goofy stuff and wearing birthday hats.
Yeah, he doesn't care about that, I'm
sure. And he is, like, not in it. He's going to be very stylish, very, you know, whatever. But I think the biggest thing is that there was a minute where I was worried that he wasn't going to be into music. You know,
I was like,
oh no, what is this child mine? Like, what is happening?
And that's a real fear.
I know. And I tell you what,
switch to birth.
He has a 4-day playlist on his Spotify right now.
Okay.
He is obsessed with music. He's just quieter about it.
What are a couple names that he's excited about?
Like
Tyler, the Creator stuff up his alley?
Definitely Tyler. He is leaning more towards hip hop. So there's some artists that I don't really know, but I'm trying to get into it. So obviously Tyler's a big part of our life too. We got to see him at Forecastle, Kai and I did. So, you know, it's just he loves Big X the Plug. So when I told him that we had seen him, you know, last year, I think he's a little upset about that. So yeah, so I think it's just going to be maybe not as much flair, but just as much fun.
No, that's
just
fine.
As much fun.
Does he ask a lot of questions or no?
No,
thanks, Justin.
I'm not shocked for that answer.
No, he's gonna have a shock. He's gonna have a culture shock when he goes in, and that's what I'm most excited about.
Can we tell the story about Kai's friend?
Oh goodness, you're gonna get me in trouble. Let's just say this.
I don't want to embarrass anybody,
no.
But I think it's an important.
It
story.
Is. I think there's something about at some point, you know, from 12 to 15. You don't want to hang out with your parents as much. Man, I totally get that. We've got rules in place, the Mama T-Dog's rules that we've created. But not everybody can hang.
There
you know
it is.
What
That's
saying?
The point. That's
not
why I brought it up.
Not everybody can hang. And so it's hard. And I think our friend made it one day.
Yeah, Kai brought it. You guys brought one of Kai's friends
right,
a couple years ago.
Right.
And it just didn't work.
It did. And I'll say this, you know, she's going off and she's got a couple friends that it's their first years. and she's going to be out with all of them.
Oh, yeah, they're going all GA and
Yeah. So I was, you know, I was like, all right, good luck. It's a Canon event.
They're
going to
have a time.
Nowadays. Like, you're going to have to figure out what that looks
That's
like.
That's why I brought it up, because we've made the point many, 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 many times. You go with your whole family. We made the point, don't bring a spouse if your spouse is not as committed as you are.
You'll argue the whole time.
You're
Oh, my God, you will argue the whole time.
If the person you're bringing's entertainment and fun is your job, it's a bad weekend for both of you.
Yeah, there's many years I came by myself and many years that Joe and I went together, and I'm lucky in that that we've had a good time. And like I say, we're celebrating our 15-year anniversary, wedding anniversary, and our honeymoon was at Bonnaroo. So it's we've definitely learned together.
My wife came one day.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Bruce Springsteen, and I had to make her go. I'm like, bye. And now she's like, go have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't want any part
of it. I know a lot of Kelly's age range types, women, that have made a trip up there just for that one band they want to see through, possibly through somebody who had a connection through different avenues I've had. And time of their life.
Yeah.
But get me the hell out of here.
Yeah. It's
let me see my show and get out. And I mean, I say there's no wrong way to do Bonnaroo.
No.
You want to go see the boss and leave?
Yeah.
Then you've done Bonnaroo as good as you need to do it.
But the point about Kai and her friend is if you're not 100% committed on your own, it's going to be a long weekend.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear all the stories.
Yeah.
And if she hangs out with us more.
She might. Yeah. She might be cooler than her friends.
We might need to save a spot.
You know what? Here's what's going to happen. She's 18. You got about 2-3 years. Then she'll come back and realize how cool her parents are.
Yeah.
You'll get and her how back. Cool we are.
Well, she already knows that.
Marry the Cam Dad. That's right. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back. How are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be back.
Yeah.
Cassie, I have trouble saying your last name sometimes.
Wanamaker.
Wanamaker. Mm-hmm. It's probably easy to spell out. I just haven't ever done it.
Well, everyone always puts two N's, but it's one N. So, you know.
All right.
You've been on the show before?
Yes.
What was the occasion? I don't remember.
We did a Soberoo episode.
She's a Soberooer,
that's
too.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
and then
what
I was.
Was
on another one, I think, just talking about Bonnaroo prep tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the memorable one is the Soberoo episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't remember.
And let's reset that real quick. This is your 10th year? Just following your socials?
This is my 10th Bonnaroo.
Yeah, that's a big number. Everybody, you know, between you and Terry, you both have some milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years going now sober?
Four. My 4-year anniversary of alcohol free is actually on June 13th. So that I believe that's Friday this year.
All right. Look at that. Celebrating right on the farm. So you decided to quit drinking while you were on the farm?
No. 4 years ago. That's whenever Bonnaroo was a different weekend or a different. I think it was later in the month of June. So like June 13th wasn't Bonnaroo then.
So yeah. But right at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about that a little bit. This would be your third,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I just think this is such a great topic. Everything
it is,
about it.
And Cassie's about 10 years younger than me, so you got a 10-year jump on me on this. Good for you for that. At my mid-30s, I might as well have been my mid-20s.
Yeah.
There wasn't much difference.
Yeah. Has it changed at all? I mean, because, and I'm speaking from a real point of just complete ignorance. I can't imagine me at 20, 30, 40 going with my friends and being the only one sober type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to a festival and, you know, because that's part of it. And I know we talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no reason not to talk about it again.
Yeah, is year four any different than the first year going sober? Or are you just better at it, or is it?
I'm better.
Or is it because of dummies like me who keep asking you about it that it even comes up? You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy to talk about it. No, I think I get better with age and with time spent on the farm. I get just better at surviving, better at doing it, and doing it sober is actually it's so much better than. For me,
you
I'm
actually
not
remember the show.
Yeah, you remember the shows.
I mean,
I'm not hungover.
Cliche,
I'm not trying to battle, like, just exist and survive, like, on top of having a horrible stomach ache, on top of having a horrible headache, it's just nice to be able to like perform. I feel like I'm on Survivor and I'm like killing it now that I don't have the crutch of like being hungover.
Do you still do late nights?
I do.
Yeah.
Cinerary is actually so stimulating for me. Like I can just stay up. Yeah. Even without anything.
I mean, you'll
anything.
Still feel like hell in the morning, but it won't because yeah. you drink. It'll
sleep
just
deprivation.
Be because right. you went to bed at 4 after the pretty lights set mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah. I just make sure to be properly hydrated and properly fed, and I can pretty much stay up till sunrise.
Which is easy to do when mm-hmm. you're not consumed by booze all weekend. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. easier to eat when you're supposed to. It's easier to hydrate when you're supposed to. So,
how many people do you go with?
I have gone solo the last 3 years. This is my third year going solo.
Is that on purpose? Or is?
Or do you have no friends?
Well, where I was going with it is does it, you become like, you know, the DD. Everybody uh-huh. assumes, oh, she's not drinking. She'll take
yeah.
care of us.
Yeah, I disappear
yeah.
before it's time
yeah,
to leave.
Yeah, you're worthless.
Uh-oh, time to leave.
If you're counting on him for anything, yeah, yeah. it ain't happening. So that's why I wouldn't ask him.
Well, I
but
go,
you know what I'm asking.
Yes, yes. I go solo. I camp in... It's formerly called Shiru, but now it's called the Beyond. So it's like for LGBTQ and women, that community camp. And we're right next to Solo Ru, we're right next to Sober Ru, and we're right next to Family Ru. So it's like, it's pretty quiet over there.
So that is as wholesome as Bon Ru gets.
Yes, it's quiet over there. I like to get my sleep on the farm. I do. But I have various groups that I meet up with. My main group that I hang out with, they do RV. There's about 5 of them, I think.
I mean, after 10 years... You don't have you can show up solo and find your people.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
even if they're just fringe people that aren't quite your people yet, they will be by the end of the weekend.
Oh yeah, and I have several people that I only hang out with at Bonnaroo. I only talk to them at Bonnaroo. When their name pops up on my phone, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
and it's great.
There's a dozen of those for me for sure, mm-hmm. minimum. Yeah, and that's yeah. what makes going. It's the family reunion, you know, in some
yeah.
ways.
Yeah.
Does it change your how you plan your Bonnaroo? Like Heath mentioned, the late nights and all that. Has it changed any of that at all? Or made it easier to
easier.
Stay up late?
Oh, yeah. Much easier. Like I said, I'm not married to my hangover, so I can pretty much do whatever, see yeah. whatever. Yeah. So.
What are you looking forward to this year?
Nelly? Avril Lavigne. I'm feeling nostalgic this year since it's my 10-year.
Emo Angst 2000, I am here for it.
Yes.
You're the first person that said Nelly in anything that I've been listening to.
Well, listen, it's
hasn't
getting...
Nelly been playing everything for the last couple of years, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, I think you're right. I just, in all the things I've been listening to, nobody said Nelly before.
Well, you know his
setting trends.
Hit song, It's Getting Hot in Here.
Yeah.
That is like the Bonnaroo anthem, I feel.
True
So
enough.
I'm pretty pumped about to hear that live.
Do you remember what stage he's on?
The Witch, I believe.
Is Witch.
Which is disappointing to me, but...
Where'd you want him? Well, I think I know the answer.
I don't think he... I won't diss Nelly. I think you're great where you are on the Witch stage, Nelly.
Okay. Because he's probably not going to be... It's probably not going to be the what. We can get
right.
to our...
Right.
Our very similar love of the what stage. We can get
yes.
to that in a sec, but...
What else are you looking forward to?
Oh, let's see. Dom Dalla, John Summit, Gorgon City Sunrise Set. Very excited about that.
She'll be at the other. You'll be at the other.
I'll
a
be
lot.
At the other. I will. I will. Yeah. But I do like what stage more? Is that an unpopular opinion?
No. Well, you know it's not here.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest stage in the world.
Yeah.
It is.
I implore you, anybody, nobody is a Bonnaroovian is going to disagree with this.
Yeah.
Find me a stage. That's in a similar setting. Like, I mean, the Sphere stands alone as a venue. Find me a festival stage in this world. I don't know. Maybe Glastonbury stage is something to behold. Looks pretty cool. Doesn't look like the what to me. And if you look at American festivals all across the landscape, that we've been to some and we follow along all of them, they don't compare. They don't compare.
Yep. Today is Sunday when we're recording this. What is the rest of your day like? You've done this enough times, and I'll ask both of you guys the same thing because I know what I'm doing the rest of the day. What is
sitting
the week?
By the pool?
The rest of the day.
Got rid of the pool.
Well, I go in on Tuesday, just like Lord Taco. So I only
not
have 48
year.
Hours left. Oh,
not
no.
this year.
Okay. Well, I'll be there
he's
on Tuesday.
Going tomorrow.
I'm leaving
you're
tomorrow.
Going no, you're not.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
I'm Monday. So jealous. Wow. He's getting earlier
I'm
every
not.
Year.
I think he's insane.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, next... I know it's going to be, you're going to have a blast, but.
When did you start packing?
A couple months ago. Yeah.
couple months.
Are you like
all everybody else? When you get back, like a week from now, you get home. I mean, I have a routine. All the clothes go in the laundry. Mm-hmm. Tent, I hang if it's wet, you know, so it dries. Put everything in the plastic tubs, and they go right away. Put it right away. I do it immediately because if I don't, I'll forget, and then it gets lost. Do you have that sort of routine? That way you know where it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I keep a couple Bonnaroo tubs just like in my house just for Bonnaroo stuff, and I don't have to repack it every year. It's really great.
Yeah, and you don't have a husband and kids to get into it and lose it all year long.
Exactly.
Neither do I, husband or wife, and I don't have to worry about any of that either. So it's,
what about me?
Well, we're close to husband and husband and husband.
We got married.
But I haven't seen you going through my Bonnaroo stuff and losing it.
Yeah.
No, but I know better.
So every time the suggestion is make sure you go through everything and make sure it's exactly perfect. I don't follow that rule exactly because where I left it, it sat there for 365 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
So I know I don't have to set up every single thing, even though you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still want to touch it just because I want to make sure it doesn't stink or needs to wash or didn't get moldy or, you know, whatever. So,
right, yeah.
But yeah, when I get back, I usually leave all my stuff scattered on the ground in the garage. I think this is a pretty common theme. Maybe a month.
Yeah. Shake the sand out.
Maybe
of
6 weeks,
whatever.
That pile's still sitting there. Yeah. But at some point, I have a full cleanup put away neatly. And it's. I started going through it last night. It's all sitting there in crates, ready to go. And I just double check, and there you go.
Is there anything new you've added? Like, we've added the misting fan that you bought. Mm-hmm. So excited.
I'm very excited.
Oh, misting fan. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, the main new thing for me is that I bought a VIP ticket this year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. She's all.
Yeah. So I'm doing VIP. It's my treat for my 10th Bonniversaroo. And I'm very, very excited.
What are you expecting?
I'm expecting to not stand in line, and if I do, I will have a word. I'm just kidding.
No. I want to speak to the manager. Well, no. We actually know the manager. Yeah.
Well, I'm just excited to have the Centeroo VIP lounge. I'm excited to have that closer section of viewing up at the What and the Witch. I'm excited for VIP lockers, which was an extra cost, but anyway. And the separate line to get into Centeroo. I guess that was 2 years ago when Pretty Lights played. I stood in line for about an hour and a half. And almost missed the set. So I'm like, I don't want to stand in line at the arch anymore. I want to pass everybody.
Was that the tipping?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
There's nightmare stories of getting stuck in the arch line.
Yeah.
That's why I can't go to the coffee exchange, everybody. I'm sorry. Get an extra pack of coffee. Want to give it to me? I'll take it. I can't make it out there because it will have just opened on Thursday at 12. And the coffee exchange is at 12:30 in group camping. And I wanted to go swap some beans, but I can't take the chance of there being such volume because so many people are ready to get in at noon on Thursday if the weather's good. And then I'm stuck 2,000 deep trying to get in while y'all are like, where the hell is this asshole Brian? We're supposed to be doing a work here.
So if you don't mind, walk me through because we've talked about these different packages, but I've never really like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. So you got what?
I've got a VIP Centeroo ticket, and then I've got it's called the Beyond Community Parking Camping Pass.
So you'll be where?
I'll be in Plaza 6, or Pod 6, as we all still call it on this show.
Yeah, yes, they're pods.
Pod 6. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Not too far from group camping, close to the Grove.
So you'll be in your car with a tent, just like everybody else, but you upgraded to VIP, which gets you in quicker.
Yep.
Gets you better access close to the stage. Gets you said
the
locker.
Locker, yeah. The lounge is like air conditioned, has TVs of the shows playing at all times, and
Sounds like my kind of place.
We get free soda,
singing
free
beer
water.
Bottles, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So that's interesting.
Yeah,
so that's what I was always trying to figure out is. I know you said there's sort of a la carte, but it really is. You can kind of pick and choose.
You get perks. Like I think we get two free merchandise gifts. So whether that's a poster or a shirt, I'm not really sure. But we also get a free dinner on Thursday and a free brunch on Sunday included in the ticket.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There's no hesitation there.
Yeah. To be fair, this is not free. You're paying for it.
I knew it was not free, but
at least double of GA.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another 350.
I mean, double the price if you double plus your experience. Mm-hmm. Well, then it's worth the dollar amount.
Yeah.
You're just basing it on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I get it.
We get in there and it sucks, and we'll come back and talk about it after the after the festival's over.
Yeah, if you're standing in line, we'll be talking in a couple of weeks, won't we?
And air-conditioned bathrooms, that was a big one, in Cineru. So.
Yeah. They've had a lot of time to work on this VIP stuff, and I have full confidence it'll go pretty well for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was in some VIP areas that I just wasn't necessarily supposed to be in. 2014, 2015, I know the Elton John year I was, and I was just kind of like, and I was used to really good accommodation, so I was being a little bit me about it. Was sucks. What are y'all doing here? Can't even get in, can't even get out. But that was 12 years ago, 11 years ago.
That type of thing.
Yeah. But I'm excited, and I've been going 10 years now, and I still don't know where to stand at the witch stage to hear it properly.
You can't, no.
So I'm excited to be up in an actual like VIP viewing area because maybe that's the spot.
It's a little different every year to find that sweet spot. Mm-hmm. I would say the witch stage is at its prime production level right now. Sound, lighting, just overall look. But it still has its challenges because it's an erected from the ground up. There's no foundation for that stage. What stage has got the bones of it all year long, and it's much easier for production. The witch starts from all the way to the top, and then you're right there in the middle shooting out towards where all the noise pollution is. So it starts to it starts to run together. So it's not a failure of engineering, sound engineering on Bonnaroo. It's not a real easy fix for anybody in any setting, and but it's still, man, I've seen some amazing shows on the Witch, and I always look forward to it.
Be curious to see what the Infinity stage does to it.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you.
How did we forget?
What do you think you're getting in the Infinity stage, and if you do, what are you trying to aim for?
Well, I think, isn't the first Infinity show Tate B? Is that correct? On Thursday? I probably will not be going to that one because I feel like everyone and their mom will be there.
You're
going
to need, I think, like five to choose from and hope one of them works.
Yeah, I want to go to the Rebecca Black DJ set. I think that's on Friday.
No, it's on Thursday.
Thursday,
that's
is it?
That's the thing.
Thursday
it's not
night.
On Friday.
Okay.
It's not Friday.
Right. It needs to be on Friday.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
11, so it could bleed over.
It might run into,
run into Friday.
Might run into Friday.
And
we'll
she
see.
Better play that
I don't,
at midnight.
I don't know if she will. I think she's trying to, like, not, you know... She's trying to be known for other things Friday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
But I'm excited for Rebecca Black on Infinity. I know there are some others.
Yeah, me too.
I need Sasquatch. I want Sasquatch in the Infinity. That's what I need. 11 o'clock on Saturday. We'll see how it goes.
He's going to be in the Christmas barn, I think, right?
He's playing four times, I think.
Yeah. It's not the Christmas barn anymore. It's just Snake and Jake's.
Just the Snake and Jake's, not the Snake and Jake's Christmas barn.
Wow.
I think somebody's skinning a dog behind us.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Hopefully you guys can't hear that.
We're still in a little rural-ish Tennessee.
I thought it was an ice cream truck.
I was either that or a...
All right, so in the spirit of the gifting and the candy, as they call it, and the trinkets and all that kind of stuff, you here locally, our city public library has a really cool floor where you can, if you're a member or you're a cardholder or a city resident, you can do all kinds of cool things. And Tara, part of that is surprises for when we get there. But you've utilized this as well. What were you making to be given away?
So I made 150 buttons. So you can clip on your shirt, your backpack, your hat.
Old school, just pin it on your shirt, circle buttons, almost like a old political campaign buttons.
Yes.
Yes. You know?
And I'm calling them my intrusive, get it, thought pins. Just because they're a bunch of random like things in my head that maybe no one else will get, but... I brought three for y'all.
Do you have any? Do we get gifts? Oh, that's a roundabout
that's
way
at.
To get.
That's
hand me my
at.
Gift.
Yeah,
I did.
He
I
is a professional.
Yeah.
Don't forget, he is a professional.
Shout out to the Chattanooga Downtown Library.
Gotta love libraries.
Yeah.
I work for a library.
Mary loves that.
I made 150 buttons for like $6.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Shout out to the Chattanooga Downtown Library. Okay, Brian, yours is first. First off, can I swear on here?
Of course.
Okay.
Hell
it says, what stage ho?
Oh,
because you're the only person I know besides me that's obsessed with the what stage.
Look at that.
So from one what stage to another.
Look at that.
This is yours.
I like when people pay attention. People are listening. Look at that.
What stage?
That is a wonderful thing. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Actual thought.
I would put that on that dumb hat we were talking about. That'll go on my dumb hat that I'll bring.
All right.
Lord Taco, this one is for you. It says, the bees at what stage are real?
Ooh.
Because I just feel like if you told people that the bees at what stage were real, they would believe you.
You know what?
I don't believe anything you told me.
I'm glad you said this. And it might be because we talk about it too much. People are starting to not believe that there's actually bees over there.
Why would they not
believe? Why would they not think that?
I don't know.
It's
but
real.
But they're there, and they're vicious.
Stay away.
So that's for Lord Taco.
Thank
and
you.
And then you're welcome for Barry, because you're like Daddy Bonnaroo. You're the veteran. You've been doing this. Well, I guess you too. But you've been doing this a while.
He's way older than me.
So this one fits for you. It says, I remember when they were called pods.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That's great.
That
this is so
awesome.
Cool.
So you said you made how many? What?
150.
And they're all?
They're all different.
150 mm-hmm. different ones.
Different ones.
Different ones.
Wow.
Of my intrusive thoughts.
And so you're just, it'll just be part of the currency and the trade on the farm. That's awesome.
That's
I
really
have not
cool.
ever dived into that as much as I should. I
the
never,
gifting?
I only take, I never give.
Yeah, I don't see you handing gifts out.
No.
No.
No, I do this wonderful show for you people. What else do you want? You are
all
the
we
gift.
Have are stickers,
yay,
so there you
thank
go.
You.
I am the gift.
Brian is the gift.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I have one of your face. I don't have one of either of your faces.
Oh,
we
got more faces this year, yeah.
I've told you the story last year when I handed that woman my face.
I think so.
I still have nightmares about
that. Yeah, she wasn't sure what was going on.
She's like,
what is this?
Megalomaniac is handing out pictures
there
of
a
himself.
Phone number on the back of this or something?
She was like, who, what is this? And you said, it's my face.
It's my
As
face.
If that makes it better.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Boy, she cut right through me. I can still see those eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best way to promote something that the person you're giving to might not know what it is. But those fat head things go back to when we on sticks at our camp 10, 12 years ago. So
absolutely.
The dumb looking
there is a reason. It's not
that
just
we
a big
have.
Giant ego.
We didn't
thing.
Sit around one day and say we need to make stickers for the show, and what they need to be is our three heads.
Our
faces. That was never the plan.
Speaking of the face stickers, I noticed when you pulled in last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I put my face on top of your face.
You did.
On the back of your car.
You did.
And it's still there.
It is still there.
I noticed
there.
You didn't take it off.
No, and you know how many times I've thought of, I need to get that stupid sticker off my car. And I never did because, well, look at my car. It looks like hell. Yeah. Might as well leave your face on it. You know?
It's the only thing valuable
Thanks.
On that car.
Yeah.
I feel like if you all brought the face stickers to your live podcast on the farm, those would be a
That's
hit.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah.
Not the random person walking around.
I mean, it was at the beer exchange, and people seemed glad to get it, except for that woman.
Yeah.
Just looked at me like, what are you doing?
Well, it's because she wanted my
sticker.
Face. That's why.
Well, I did think about that. It'd be different if I gave, like, yours away.
Yeah.
To give her mine.
Here's a picture of me on a sticker. Yes,
I guess.
You know, a former longtime Camp Nut Butter campmate of ours, Nick Turner, designed those.
Yeah.
Nicky T, yeah.
Nicky T. And they're great looking. It's a great looking
they're
logo.
So cute, yeah.
They're great. So, all right. You had something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, what we got, Taco?
I just want to say, you know, my favorite thing about being at this bar.
Old style.
No, when you finish your beer.
Oh.
Well, almost. Close enough.
Taco's like, damn it, I didn't get to my part.
Yeah.
And your part was throwing a beer can across the room.
That's your favorite part.
Hey, that's a good part.
That's funny.
Yeah, shout out to
Lil Main. Is that really how that's supposed to go?
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of them back
there. Why do you think there's a basketball goal right there?
I figured it wasn't for throwing beer cans in, but it certainly
he's digging up. He's shoveling up right now.
It certainly can be.
He picks them up. Yeah, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Okay.
Oh. Aluminum's at all-time high in the recycle market.
Yeah, we're contributing. Let's talk about my plans. Let's talk about me.
Okay, let's do it.
Enough about all of you.
Yeah, I've sat here and waited for what, an hour and a half?
All right.
What is my favorite thing about Lord Taco?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Your attitude. Easily.
Good answer.
You've got
good answer.
He's
you've
the easiest get along guy I've ever met in my life.
But the itinerary for you, as always, is long. Sounds like it's even longer now.
It's extended this year because I'm leaving tomorrow. Today is Sunday. I'm leaving Monday. I'm going to we're going to meet up with Evan Bonnaroo, and then probably a bunch of other people at Common John Brewing, who makes the beer.
They have a specific can
for Bonnaroo this year. It's King Gizzard themed.
Nice.
And so we're going to go there and eat dinner and drink beer and hopefully interview them. They said they would do an interview. So.
Awesome. Cool. Very cool. Yeah.
And then I hope I can sleep in their parking lot.
Let's think about that.
Then you got to figure out a place to stay. But the response was, maybe we just stay in your parking lot.
Maybe I just stay
let's
here.
Let's unpack that. I hope I can sleep in their parking lot.
I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Every way you can get acclimated to not being at home, hey, you should take that opportunity.
Brian, if I said to you, how excited would you be to drive to Manchester and find a place to sleep in a parking lot? Would you be fired up?
Now? No.
At any time?
Well, 15 years ago, maybe.
I think that's so
I mean,
funny.
You'd still have to talk me into it and give me some good options.
Well, if they say no, I've got some backup options.
I mean, I've slept in the Holiday Inn. This doesn't mean anything to anybody nowadays, but the Holiday Inn, which used to be the big main hub of check-in, I've slept in that parking lot countless times. But that was a much more comfortable situation. And, not as much as showing up at just like a Walmart or a brewery. But, you know, Manchester's a chill town. They don't really care.
That's what I'm counting on.
And the beauty of that to me is that's just like day one.
Yes, yeah.
That's the part that I can't get next to.
Yeah, then Tuesday, I'll wake up Tuesday, go get checked in, hopefully meet up with David Bruce, and then we can go in and get set up for camp.
I mean, and this is early exploration of our camp area. You will be able to be the king ruler and decide what property is going to be yours.
That's
so
right.
Do it wisely, please. And I know you will, but I'm just...
And I'm sure when you're watching this, he'll post pictures of, like, the last 2 years where it's you all by yourself.
I'm going to be the only one, yes.
With all his friends and the big ducky thing, the inflatable duck.
Got to have the inflatable duck.
That's what I mean. It's like him in a parking lot. Looking forward to that. And then 2 days... You by yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we'll have David Bruce this year.
So. Yeah, that's true. Speaking of, how awesome is it that he's going to be featured on the Hulu?
So awesome. Yeah.
Special. If you guys don't know, I'm sure you do. I am Bonnaroo, David Bruce. Hulu has started being, I guess, the provider of the live stream for
Bonnaroo.
They're the
Bonnaroo live stream partner, yeah.
And they've reached out to him, and they want to feature him. Not just like a little bit. It's going to be a full-on thing and well-earned.
Yeah, they're going to use him for like... Well, they're going to... First of all, they're going to have his pictures, his prints, in the background
wallpaper
to the backdrop of their set or whatever.
Which, if that's all it was, is certainly a nice honor and anything that comes on top of that. But he beat me to the punch. I've been thinking, I was like, our next step, we're taking over Hulu.
Okay.
The What Podcast is taking over.
That's our goal. I like
it. Taking over at least a segment. And I could go deeper into why I think that's possible, but I won't. Hulu, I love you. I love you, Hulu. You do such a great job.
Call me.
I'd love to help you out and make it actually worth watching. Sorry, go ahead.
So if you don't know, we should reset a little bit. David Bruce, if I can do this quickly, because if it's possible, his wife called him 12 years ago.
Yes. Ish. Yeah.
And said, have you ever heard of Bonnaroo? And he said, yeah, it's this music festival in Manchester, Tennessee. And she said, well, your daughter, who was in college, wants to go with her roommate.
Well, now they're not in Tennessee. They're in upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Yeah.
This is a music festival that's 16 hours away.
And he said, oh, I'd like to go. And so he reached out to the roommate's dad.
Yes.
Who he'd never met.
He'd never met.
They both said, we'd like to go. So he jumps in a car with a guy he'd never met before, drives 16 hours, brings his camera. He's a amateur photographer, right? He works for the Department of Transportation, I think.
I don't know what he did at the time, but he works now for the New York State Senate.
Okay.
In graphic design and stuff like that. Yeah.
So he starts taking black and white pictures, falls in love with the festival, determines on the spot that he's going to come every year on his own and take these black and white pictures.
And it's all film.
But yes.
Yeah, no
all
digital.
Of it's film. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's 35 millimeter. I thought he had 120, but maybe it's
but
both
it's all
now.
Film either way.
I don't know the technical.
No digital. But,
yeah.
Only
yeah.
film.
And
old
it was
school.
At that time, it was just for him. He had no ulterior motive, nothing. Paid his own way. And I don't know, and this is what we need to ask him. I don't remember how it got out that it was happening. I don't remember if he was on our show. I kind of want to think that.
It was probably us.
Yeah, it's probably us.
But had to have been. Had to have been.
Bonnaroo.
Who else would it be?
Bonnaroo reached out a couple of years ago and said, we'd like to display some of your photographs on the site. And he's like, obviously, yes, please. So they said, send us three. He sent three. They loved him. They said, send five more. And he ended up sending 20. And he shows up, what, 2 or 3 years ago? And they're like 8 by 20.
They're like wheat pasted all along
massive.
The fence line. Yeah,
20 of them so. Anyway, it's such an amazing story. He's such a great guy. He's so talented. He gets the festival as well as anybody. I can't think of a better Bonnaroo type of story than David Bruce.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's so many of them. We've talked to many of them. I've seen our guy Caleb in the Bonnaroo yearbook, who he thought he was stomping on his idea. And then they talked about it. He said, nah, you're doing
totally
your thing.
Different.
I'm doing mine. Mm-hmm. And I see Caleb really doing a bunch of his socials and all his stuff. So it's neat. I mean, this dumb show you're listening to.
Absolutely.
Like, it's neat how many things just come out of something like this over these two plus decades. So
means
really
something
fun.
To all of us. So
yeah. Speaking of this dumb show, this is our last chance. We got to promote our live podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of our dumb hosts like me. Why don't you do that, Taco?
Come if you're coming to Bonnaroo, come see us Thursday. 4 p.m. on the house stage in Planet Roo, in Cineroo. We're going to do a live podcast. It's going to be, we're getting some guests, right?
We will have Brad Parker.
Brad Parker.
Who runs the festival, as everybody just says Brad. It's amazing to me, all the Reddits and the podcast, everybody just says Brad said this, Brad said that.
Well, he's put himself out there to his credit as far as the face of the festival. I think that's fair to say that right now he's kind of the face of the
absolutely festival. In the best way possible.
And I can't think of anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know
if I knew him a little better, I'd make some jokes about that, but I don't know he ain't like our Brad where I can just start railing on anyway. But that's really a testament to his work and their whole team to get in there and get into the Reddit threads. And like, I don't even look at the Reddit threads. Whenever I hear, hey, they're talking shit about you on the Reddit, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Didn't see it and I won't.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
That really, you got to get through the weeds, but that's everything they do is it's keeping a touch point with the average festival goer. And that's why it's got to that.
Well, our topic of discussion, we're going to have Brad, but the topic is what the farm, I don't remember the exact wording, but it's basically what is the impact that Bonnaroo has on a small town like Manchester?
Over the course of a couple of decades. And I think we're the right people to ask that, question. And so like if it was me promoting this, I'd be like, well, you know, if y'all want to come,
he's my hype guy.
There might be better things to do. There might be better things.
Best hype guy
time.
Ever. I wouldn't come
if
I were.
I mean, what if it's not good? What if it's horrible? You know. But no, we hope
it's probably
to see
gonna
it
be hot.
Of course, it'll probably be raining at 4 o'clock.
No,
I told you that.
Yeah,
the positivity does this.
Come see us. Come see us Thursday at 4 p.m. We're gonna be on stage. We're gonna do a little Q&A. We're gonna do a hug and howdy. We're going to have a great time.
Sure. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, all seriousness, it's going to be great. It's a thrilling situation for me. I'm happy.
And the next day, the Ruham guys will be doing they're going to talk about how AI and technology.
Yeah, they unveiled their topic, which I'm very excited about them getting the spot on Thursday. On Friday. We're Thursday.
Friday at
they're
4.
Friday at 4. All of this is at 4 p.m. And then Saturday is Rubus.
The real Rubus guys. Yeah, and they're going to be talking about their totem, their project where they're providing scholarships, basically, for people to come and enjoy Bonnaroo and learn the whole festival life. So pretty cool. This is the festival people came up with the idea.
Reached out to the three of us.
Mm-hmm. So good for them. Always trying to think of new ways to make it better. So, all right, what else?
I think that about covers it mostly. Last thoughts here, Cassie? I mean, it's
Happy
time.
Roo.
It's time.
Happy Roo, it's time.
No time to mess around now.
No,
it's real.
Two more sleeps till I'm there.
There it is. Nice.
One more sleep till Russ is there.
I love that. No more sleeps. That's what my granddaughter says. How many more sleeps till my birthday?
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
Four more sleeps for me, but
Yeah, I'm not getting there on Monday.
I look forward to all the pictures and social media, though. Look forward to seeing it. Look forward to see both of y'all's. Cassie on Instagram's got a lot of cool stuff all the time with things she does locally here in Chattanooga, but also your Bonnaroo content, I can imagine, will be quite good to look at. So,
yeah, shout out
if you're
your
interested in such a yeah, your
mention your
socials. My Instagram,
yeah.
Or okay. Say no, I don't want to. Tell
Sure, Instagram is cassifras_. I'm sure you can spell it correctly. Do I have to spell it?
Cassifras.
Cassifras_.
All right. If you can't spell that, then don't worry about it.
Easy to find.
All right, very cool. All right, see you guys in a week.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.